And we are back now with Jeff Friedman from the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning and welcome, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Good. Tell me, what's happening? Because I know there's lots of things happening. One, I know because you just told me, we have the golf tournament on Friday, which is going to be quite something. Tell me about it. I'm not a golfer.
Well, we have our annual golf tournament. It's this Friday. It's out at Blackhead Mountain Country Club in Round Top. We still have some spots open, so if you've got a foursome, or even if you're alone, or you guys got two of you, we'll take you. Just call the chamber office or go on our website, greencountychamber.com, and there'll be information there for you. And we would love to have you out there for it. It's going to be a great event. Your entry includes breakfast, lunch, and a dinner, which is more of a afternoon eating event because the dinner usually takes place about 3:30. But and we've got prizes, tons of prizes. We've got a lot of good stuff. We've got a hole-in-one contest where if you make a hole-in-one on a designated hole, you win $10,000. We've also got a putting contest. If you make the three putts, you get $10,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've got some cool stuff going on. So I think it'd be a nice day. It looks like the weather's going to be great. So,
that's good.
And, I think it's going to be a really nice thing. And it's a scramble. So it's a, you know, best ball tournament. And, each year it's just a great outing. It's people really love it.
Oh, that's great. So that's Friday. And then on June 8th, there's another big event coming up.
Yeah, that's our annual recognition gala, and that's where we recognize our best and brightest of our business community, our business people, our businesses, our not-for-profits, which...
Please do give us a plug.
Wave Farm, WGXC, is our honoree for the not-for-profit of the year this year.
Which we're just delighted about. We're all aglow. I was writing a letter because I also volunteer and help do underwriting. And as soon as I heard that, I included it in a letter to someone.
Yeah. I mean, WGXC and the Wave Farm in general just does an amazing job.
Yep.
The work you guys do on, you know, I don't want to call it experimental radio, but, you know, the radio, the work you're doing there.
Transmission arts.
Yeah, the transmission arts. They got, that work is incredible. The work you're doing with up-and-coming, you know, radio personalities and people who are getting interested in radio and engineering radio and making it better. And just the work here at WGXC, the community news and programming that you guys provide, we just felt that you guys exemplify what our awards are about. And the Recognition Gala Awards are based on obviously success in the field that we're honoring. So success in either business or being a successful not-for-profit. We also look for contributions to the community, people who are involved with the community and are helping to grow the community, or the work that they do has some benefit to the community. And we really look for honorees that are just a great example of success and what it means to be a member and contributor to the community, economy, the business world, et cetera. So we think you guys obviously are a great example of that in the not-for-profit world. So that's why you guys were selected.
Mm-hmm.
And our other honorees are also, I think, very worthy.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk a little bit about those other honorees, but I just want to mention to our listeners, if they don't understand, Wave Farm is the parent organization of WGXC. And it does a great deal of incredible work in transmission art, which was something that I previously was not aware of. But they are among the countries, if not the world's, leading exponents of transmission art. So we do that from midnight into the morning and on the weekends. And so thank you very much. We really appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah, as I said before, very, very worthy. The work that all of you folks do at Wave Farm, at WGXC, are just amazing contributors and really helpful and in making Greene County and even Columbia County a better place. So we feel that it's a huge contributor to our community, and having things that are very strong culturally helps to make a better place for all of us to live. So
Yeah. And our guest in the second hour is going to be Dan Lacey, I hope. Fingers crossed, because I didn't get a confirmation email yesterday. But R.C. Lacey is also one of the honorees.
Yeah, R.C. Lacey, Ford Lincoln Subaru, is our Large Business of the Year honoree. Dan and his family, Danny's now third generation ownership. Mm-hmm. They've been there for over 100 years. Huge contributors to the community. They support lots of youth programs, adult programming, been a big supporter of the Chamber of Commerce. And again, just with the new facility that they've constructed there, they've just been a great example of business success and also being just good citizens to the community.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so who were some of the other nominees?
Well, for our small business...
Or honorees. Not nominees. They've been nominated, now they're being honored.
Yeah. Each one of the people at the who gets the award, they've been actually nominated by other chamber members. And then the chamber board of directors considers those candidates. And after reviewing the credentials of each potential honoree or nominees, they choose the honorees for that year's ball. So this year, our small business of the year is Albergo Alegria Bed and Breakfast Hotel, which is located in Windham, New York. And they are a really beautiful second generation family owned bed and breakfast that is very successful. They are big contributors in the Windham community. They get involved in a lot of different things. And even their sons have started a coffee company. So it's kind of cool. They got their kids involved in learning how to be entrepreneurs.
Great.
So and then our businesswoman of the year is Kathleen McQuaid. She's the owner and founder of Cathode Ray Media, which is started out as a little mom and pop PR and marketing and internet firm or internet marketing mm-hmm. firm, and has become a very large shop. She has over 20 employees now. She has clients all over the region and all over the Northeast, and she's grown it into a really great shop. Years ago, she was actually on the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce. She actually served as our board chair for many years. Mm-hmm. And she, too, is very involved in the community. She's been involved in Girl Scouts and all kinds of things in the community in the Greenville area. So we thought she was a great honoree. And then our businessman of the year is Mike Holdridge from Holdridge Electric. They're now located in Leeds. But Mike, again, somebody who started as a one-man show, has built a very nice business, one of the larger electrical outlets electrician firms in Greene County. Again, big contributor in the community, supports Little League teams. He supports all kinds of causes, very active with the chamber. And again, we feel he's a great example of what's going on in the community. And then our final honoree that we haven't mentioned is each year we give out a Distinguished Service Award. Mm-hmm. And we do that based on folks who may not fit into the categories that we have, but we feel have made a great contribution either to the economy, the business, or the community. And this year we're honoring the mayor of Tannersville, Lee McGonigal. Dr. Lee McGonigal has been mayor probably about 18 years now, and he's one of those guys who has a real love for his community, has really brought Tannersville from a pretty low place economically and whatnot to greatly improving their infrastructure, bringing businesses back. The community, if you go up there now, is very vibrant, and he's got a lot of irons in the fire right now. They're going to be doing a big development project around the Rip Van Winkle Lake in Tannersville now, and they're going to have a little performing arts center there. And so Lee is somebody that we wanted to honor. Sometimes this award does go to politicians. Last year we honored Vinnie Seeley, the president of the Village of Catskill. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do honor politicians who go above and beyond and really work hard to make sure that their communities thrive. And that's not always true all the time in politics. So sometimes it's more politics than success.
All the time, yeah. That's great. I know you from going to chamber meetings and shaking your hand and saying, but are you from Greene County? Are you from this area? Or how did you get here?
Well, I'm not born in Greene County. I actually grew up on Long Island and went to high school in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But I have my family. I have a large chunk of family from the Hunter area. So I was visiting Hunter since I've been born. Mm-hmm. And moved to Hunter after I got done with college. My wife and I bought a home when we were kids. So I've been living in Greene County full time since 1985.
Okay.
Just recently moved from the Tannersville area down to Catskill, but I have a great love for Greene County. It's I grew up here, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to school here, but I was here when we lived on Long Island. I was there every single weekend and holidays and summers. I was in Hunter all the time. So for
our listeners, we're talking with Jeff Friedman, who is the head of the Chamber of Commerce of Greene County. What other things are coming up? What are some of the other chamber highlights that are in front of us? Because there's a lot of them. And when's the next after hours?
So the next after hours is actually next week. It's on Wednesday. It's at Sweat Fitness Studio, which is a new fitness studio, obviously by the name, in Catskill. They're going to be doing even a couple of demonstrations there, but I think it's going to be a really fun event. They've got a beautiful location. They got a big deck on the back overlooking the Catskill Creek, and they're going to be there's going to be all kinds of special stuff they're going to be doing at it. I think it's going to be a real fun event, and that runs from 5 to 7 in the evening. We've got three ribbon cuttings coming up. We've got one at a brand new business opening on Main Street in Catskill on Saturday during the afternoon. That's at 3 o'clock. It's called the Rodney Shop. And Rodney is actually the owner of the shop, and he makes a lot of his own furniture, and he has a lot of art in there. It's a pretty cool little shop if you want to just check that out.
Oh, I do.
And then we've got ribbon cuttings coming up. There's a new hearing aids shop that's opened in West Coxsackie right by the traffic light in the Tops Center there, called Heart Ear Boutique. So we're doing a ribbon cutting up there in a couple of weeks, and then we're doing a ribbon cutting at the new storage facility that just got erected between the McDonald's and Pizza Hut in Catskill. So Spot On Storage is doing a ribbon cutting on June 1st. So we've got that stuff going on. We've got, as I say, the gala coming up June 8th at Wyndham Mountain Resort. That evening should be a real nice evening. We've got a lot of new businesses opening in the county, so we're working on that. We're also working with the Catskills Beverage Trail, which is the new Greene County Beverage Trail, on an event that we're going to be doing on November 4th at Wyndham Mountain.
What's the Beverage Trail?
So the Beverage Trail is all the beverage producers in Greene County have gotten together and formed a trail. So there right now are 5 breweries and 1 winery on the trail. There are 2 more breweries that are going to be coming online on the trail probably within the next month, because they'll be now open for business very shortly. And the County Economic Development Office, the Chamber, we've been working to grow that segment of the industry. We're looking to grow the agricultural products that are offered, because there's a lot of great producers. We have a great cheese farm in Greene County. We've got great farmers who are doing really great products. And we've got exceptional brewers making exceptional beers.
That is such a thing today.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And it's just amazing. I love the idea of the Beverage Trail. I'm going to have to do that tour sometime. I need to get somebody who's more of a beer aficionado than I am, but the winery, yes.
Yeah, we actually have the Wyndham Winery, which is in Wyndham, New York, and then in Tannersville we have the Hudson Chatham Winery has a tasting room now. So that there are other folks who are talking about doing distilleries in the county, and the County Economic Development Office, as I said, has done a lot of work to assist these folks in getting their products started and getting them up and running and helping them to, they're kind of just giving them encouragement, support, and logistical support to get them started, because the industry, as I said, one of the things that has been very important in the overall plan for Greene County is to kind of showcase and get folks to realize that while Greene County doesn't have a recent great agricultural history, that there is a lot of agriculture in Greene County, and there's some really good local products being made. So that's one of the focuses, because Greene County economy has been very strong over the last several years. We've got tons of new businesses opening. But everybody always thinks of Greene County as a tourism county only. And while that agricultural resurgence is going to be helped by tourism, obviously, But there's been a lot of businesses that are non-tourism that have been opening, and I like the fact that the county economy is now starting to diversify and becoming slightly less reliant on the tourism industry as a focus. For example, the creative economy has been just booming over there.
I know. It's the idea at the top of the hour was from Chris Boland, who's with Lumberyard.
Yep.
Very nice man. I've interviewed him once. But there's also Bridge Street Theater. What are some of the other art organizations that are over in Greene County?
Yeah, well, obviously you hit on two of the bigger ones in Catskill, which the Lumberyard is going to be a great addition to the community. Bridge Street Theater has been an exceptional addition to the community. And, you know, up at the Catskill Mountain Foundation, they have been expanding their dance portfolio and their cultural presentations. Twyla Tharp was there for the entire summer, last summer in residence, and I believe she's coming back again this year. And for those who don't know, Twyla Tharp is a world-renowned,
legendary.
Yeah.
I think you could use the word legend with Twyla Tharp.
Yeah.
Twyla Tharp, the legend.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you had told me 3 years ago that dance would be one of the things that would drive the Greene County economy forward, I would have just laughed. But, you've got, having a mental bank, Stephen Petrino is opening a dance incubator in Caro. He's purchased a large farm in Caro, and he's developing something that will complement what the Lumberyard is doing. And he is a world-renowned choreographer and dance producer who will be doing this stuff. So it's amazing to me that in Greene County, you're going to be able to start seeing and previewing stuff that you would normally have to go to New York City, to Broadway and to, big theaters and MoMA and some of these places to see. You're going to get to see that in Greene County, and you're going to get to preview it before the rest of the world gets to see it. And I just think that that's huge. But on top of that, there are a lot of, obviously lesser known artists that are moving to the area, but there are photographers and sculptors, painters, musicians. It's amazing. And all these galleries and smaller spaces, for example, like the Rodney Shop. Rodney's really an artist, but there's another new place opening in the old brick gallery in Catskill. And there's interesting space like Hilo Cafe, which just opened in Catskill, which is a very it's almost a Soho kind of shop, I guess you'd call it cafe with, you go in, they have places where you can lounge and relax. They have a space where they're doing performers, in local, showcasing local performers, and free Wi-Fi, and you can sit in there and hang out and have coffee and tea, and they've got all kinds of local baked goods. They're showcasing all local products in there. That's kind of the driving force we're seeing in a lot of things economically. It's these new unique boutique shops and galleries and artists. And that's not just happening in Catskill. We're seeing it in Athens, and we're seeing it in Coxsackie, and we're seeing it a lot on the mountaintop. The Wyndham Arts Alliance is doing some amazing things, along with the 23A Arts Initiative are doing some amazing stuff on the mountaintop. And of course, the Catskill Mountain Foundation has all of their stuff going on out in Maple Crest at the Sugar Maples, and what they're doing in Hunter and Tannersville at the Orpheum Theater. I never would have told you creative economy would have been a huge driver, but it is a huge driver, and it's becoming... it's kind of funny how these things work. Artists come and they start to get a footing and they do well. And then it either, I don't know if they call their friends and say, come on down, or people just notice it. Other artists notice it, and it just kind of begets more.
And I think that it's, wait a minute, something's happening. And something's really happening in Greene County these days. You can feel the vibe. If I did the math correctly, you've been here full time for 32 years.
Yeah.
And I've been up here as a part-timer and now full-timer mostly, for 17 about years. And there have been some amazing changes. What What have been the depth of changes that you've seen?
Well, in my lifetime, it's, you know, Catskill was a very different place. When I was a kid, you had the Newberries and you had all these big, you know, Main Street. There was whatever you want to call it, the big box stores that were up on West Bridge Street. We have Price Chopper and Walmart and Lowe's, and that, none of that really existed up there. There was, you had Jamesway. There was a Jamesway Plaza, and you had Jamesway up there.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it up there. You know, a couple of gas stations maybe, and Couchies, the diner. He was always there, but there wasn't like this big. There weren't the big box stores up there. So Main Street was much more vibrant. You know, Newberry's was, if anybody remembers what Newberry's was, it was a...
Barely.
It was a, you know, it was kind of, you know, you had a 5 and 10 store down there. So you had these department type stores and you had apothecaries. And so Main Street in Catskill was very vibrant. And then, I'm using Catskill as an example. So then the other stores started to come in and... There was a transition where Main Street kind of disappeared. You know, it became very empty, and you know, crime went up, and it was not a very vibrant place. And then, kind of a renaissance started over, and people started to discover that there were these great historic buildings on Main Street. The county built a brand new county building on Main Street, and that kind of started the turnaround. And then there was, you know, a little bit of a change in political regime in the village. And, you know, you don't want to give all the credit to one group of people or some people, but, you know, folks like Jim Chewins and Vinnie Seely and Joe Kozlowski and folks who were on that village board recognized that they needed to bring Catskill up to speed, you know, to get it to, and then to actively go out and recruit business to come back. So what I've seen is in Catskill in particular is the buildings on Main Street have all been renovated. Buildings on the side streets, homes are getting renovated, and there's an attraction of business now. And so there's a new culture coming in, not one based on just mom and pop retail, but you know, Catskill being almost a cultural center. So I've, you know, you've seen that across the county. The Green County has a way of ebbing and flowing where it kind of reaches the summit where it looks like everything's great and the economy's going great, and then it plummets into the depth.
Ooh.
And then
it, those plummets.
Yeah. And then it renaissances again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny. I've seen the big changes I've seen is that we've had more success in bringing in more manufacturing and more commercial industrial type businesses, which has helped to balance the economy. Mm-hmm. The development of the industrial park in or commercial park in by the Green County IDA in the West Coxsackie area has been extremely helpful. You know, companies like Serta and Save-A-Lot and Empire Merchants and Ascendant, you know, those kind of companies, Ferguson, they were never part of the Green County economy 15 years ago. There was no such thing.
Just so you all know, we're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, Athens, Coxsackie, Claverick, Hillsdale, Philmont. And we're talking with Jeff Friedman from the Green County Chamber of Commerce, talking about all the incredible changes that have happened in the years that he's lived here full-time and over his lifetime, because he's been had a constant thread with the Green County community. So...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it, you know, for me, what I see, you know, I hate to talk about the negatives of anything. And the biggest negative right now for Greene County is just that as with a lot of upstate New York counties, is we're aging. You know, our average age is far above the national average. It's far above the New York State average. So, you know, the next step in our development now is almost an attraction program to bring in new folks to move into the communities, younger folks to move in the communities, raise their families. So we're really working with the County Economic Development Office, the County IDA, to, you know, make Green County an attractive place to come and live and raise your family. And we're exploiting or I shouldn't say exploiting, but we're
in the best possible sense.
Yes, in the best possible sense. We are promoting. That was the word I was looking for. Better. That's a better.
Okay.
We're promoting the lifestyle that we have up here. Yes. You know, those of us who live in the Greene County, Columbia County, in the in this area of the Catskills in the Upper Hudson Valley. You know, we have the privilege of living here. We have anything you need shopping wise. We have great restaurants. We have great cultural things. We can see some amazing performances and shows here. We have nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice part is, as well, where we're situated, we're kind of at the crossroads of the Northeast. So, you know, Boston is 3 hours away. You know, New York City's 2 hours away. You've got Albany a half mm-hmm. hour away. If you really wanted to go somewhere else, I mean, you know, Philadelphia is like 3.5 hours away. We've got these great, you know, we have really great access to great cities.
Mm-hmm.
And, but more importantly, we have great access to just amazing beauty, to amazing culture, to amazing history. And, you know, I'll put our people up against anybody. Yeah. We have a really friendly community. Mm-hmm. We have an inviting community. And, you know, we have, you know, this area has great values, and it has just people who are just good neighbors. And so what we're trying to sell, or find a way to sell to folks who are younger, you know, family raising age and whatnot, is come to Greene County. We've got jobs, we've got lifestyle, and we have a great place for you to raise your kids mm-hmm. safely.
Well, there's that's really all true. I mean, I think a lifestyle which has evolved in the time that I have been up here that is unique to this little area, to these two counties. I think there's just it's a really wonderful, unique community. And the more, because of the radio station, because of my work with them and my volunteer work with them, I've really gotten to know other aspects of it. And it's just fascinating. I love it.
I mean, you know, today we're broadcasting from the Hudson studio, and so Hudson itself has become its own culture, its own has created its own identity, and it's multicultural, it's diverse. You have everything from the businesses you would want, you know, commercially or anything you want to buy is pretty much available. On top of which, you have access to the arts, to history, to the beauty of the river,
mm-hmm.
to just, you know, great shops and great people. The restaurant scene is vibrant. So if you're looking to, you know, accomplish something in life, or you're just looking to just have a lifestyle that is both cosmopolitan yet, I guess you would call it rural, what's better than living in a city like Hudson or Catskill, which is very similar, or Coxsackie or Athens, which all have those similar qualities.
When I first came up here, I had no idea that Greene County was right across the river from Columbia County until some friends of mine who owned a house in Coxsackie said, "Idiot, we're 20 minutes away from you." And I went, "Really?" You know, and they had a house in Coxsackie for 5 years before I had a house over in Claverick. And so it's just amazing what has happened up here.
Yeah, I like Coxsackie's a great example of a community that really fell on hard times and then found a way to rediscover itself. You know, Mark Evans, who's the mayor of the village of Coxsackie, mm. has done tireless work promoting and trying to grow his village. And the Greene County IDA did a lot of work in Coxsackie. But, you know, the merchants and the residents did a lot of work as well. The committee that worked really hard to get the Capital District YMCA to install a permanent, excellent facility, a YMCA facility, the Greene County YMCA in West Coxsackie. And now they have this beautiful facility there that has a full basketball court in it, a great gym in it, has classes, has daycare. So that's something that wasn't there. A long time ago, it wasn't, you know, not even that long ago, it wasn't there. And you have an emergent care center there now. The hospital has a medical practice in Coxsackie. Mm-hmm. The banks have located there. You've got the industrial parks there. And then down in the old downtown, you know, down by the river in the Reed Street Mansion Street area of Coxsackie has now seen a bit of a renaissance. There's some new restaurants. There's some new businesses down there. There's a general store that's opening up. There's a bed and breakfast down there. The Reed Street Bottle Shop, which is a really cool boutique liquor store. It's just they just do an incredible job. It's like an experience going there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Downtown Bistro just moved to a new location down there, and I wish I could remember the name of it now. They just renamed themselves. And then down at the Riverfront Park, they did a lot of work cleaning that up and getting that to where it really looks great. And then on Wednesday nights, they do their farmer's market. And I think, actually, tonight's the first night. And okay. The Coxsackie Farmer's Market is an unbelievable thing.
I'll have to go over there.
It's really big.
Yeah. I have a couple of meetings over in Catskill after the broadcast this afternoon.
Well, I would definitely get over there and stop at that because
it open?
I believe it's like 4 to 7 they run it each night on, but they do cooking demonstrations. They feature a local chef every week. They do all kinds. They got things for kids going on down there. They've got tons and tons of farmers and vendors down there. And it's just a happening. And the Reed Street Bottle Shop does a special wine tasting at their shop, which is just almost right across the street from it. They do that on every Wednesday night is to kind of celebrate the event. And it's just a happening down there in a place where, you know, even 5 or 6 years ago, there was almost nothing happening down in the old downtown. And so I think, you know, Coxsackie's a really good example of a community that kind of fell off a little bit, had a downturn, and then revitalized itself. And now, you know, you've got, you know, some new hotels there. And as I say, you have the big industrial stuff, but you've also got a lot of good restaurants and new shops and, you know, it's just really good stuff. So it's a turnaround.
You are a man who's having a good time right now being president of the Chamber of Commerce. How long have you been head of the Chamber of Commerce here?
I took over at the beginning of 2013, so a little over 4 years.
Okay.
You know, we've definitely changed what the Chamber of Commerce is in my time. I have a great board of directors who works with me, and I have a phenomenal staff. And the two girls who work with me are focused. We still do our events, and we're still social, obviously, and networking is an important part of the Chamber of Commerce, having business owners working with each other, relating to each other, and finding out what they can do to find, you know, synergies and common goals, and working together to help each other is obviously a huge important part. But we've really grown the Chamber. First of all, we've doubled the membership in my time. And
wow. Applause, 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 applause.
Yeah, I have bigger goals than that. So, but we've changed it so that we're more of, I like to tell members, especially new members, you know, think of us as a business toolbox. So if you need a tool, reach in the toolbox and grab it. So give us a call. There's no question too silly. There's no task that would be necessarily above us, because if we don't know about it, we probably know somebody who we can point you to who can give you the information or the assistance you need.
Yeah.
So we have repositioned ourselves as the voice of business and the driver of initiatives and economy. And we spend a lot of time, you know, just working on initiatives and programs and things that can help business owners be more efficient.
Jeff, it has been wonderful to have you here. I want to do this more often. You brightened up the presence, and we're as bright on air as the day is outside, which is nice, because I was beginning to think we were going to be living under this gray forever. There was that stretch of things.
Yeah, this is great. I'm happy to see it. I never thought that summer would come. So
yeah, I know.